This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 318 for Tuesday, March 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson. ICE futures canola contracts were sharply stronger on Tuesday, hitting fresh contract highs, with speculative buying a feature. Canola up 8 to over $34, May up $34.10 per ton, and a new contract high of $1,159.50 per ton. New crop November, it's up $14.80 at $955.50 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures contributed to the strength, although activity was volatile, with crush margins having seen large swings over the past few months, making it hard to get a read on the market. The Canadian dollar was holding relatively steady on the day, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans held on to small gains, while corn and wheat were mixed. Uncertainty over the situation in Ukraine remained at the forefront of the grains and oilseeds, with a split vote in the European Union over banning Russian oil imports leading to some choppiness in crude oil. Vegetable oil markets, though, held on to gains despite a downturn in crude, with the rally in soy oil pulling beans up as well. Sunflower production in Ukraine is expected to be down considerably on the year, with farmers there focusing on grain production where they can. May soybeans up 5 cents at $16.96 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 240,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations for delivery during the current marketing year. Corn, it is mixed. The May contract down 3 cents at the final bell at $7.53 per bushel. Farmers in Texas are reportedly making progress seeding their next corn crop with 42% of intended acres in the ground. Brazil's second corn crop is also being seeded, with planting estimated at 98% complete. Wheat, it had rallied sharply in overnight activity, but that buying interest subsided and prices turned mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in the May contract at $10.95 per bushel. It had traded as high as $11.23 at one point today. Kansas City up 3 cents at $11.16 per bushel, and Chicago down a penny in the May contract at $11.18 and a quarter. That contract had traded as high as $11.69 earlier in the day. Forecasts calling for beneficial moisture in the dry southern plains were a bit bearish. While the lack of Ukrainian wheat exports remains supportive, analysts in the country do estimate they could still move 300,000 to 400,000 tons a month, a tenth of what would normally move. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 22nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.